Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Washburn. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Washburn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flood hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julian Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Javier. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Musial moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1-1. White bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Musial moves to third. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Musial scores. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Santo reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Hubbs moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hubbs moves to third. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Javier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Washburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Musial now playing left field. Charlie James now playing right field. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gatte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gatte takes first base on ball 4. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gatte moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gatte scores. Warwick moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warwick moves to third. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Ed Botton now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to third for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Elder White now playing shortstop. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Boyer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Don Landrum pinch runs for Stan Musial. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landrum moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Carl Warwick. Carl Sawatzki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Landrum scores. Oliver moves to third. Gatte moves to second. It's Cardinals, 4, Cubs, 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Doug Clemens now playing right field. Danny Murphy pinch hits for Don Elston. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 4 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDaniel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Taylor and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Santo is walked intentionally. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Larry pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Larry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gatte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gatte is called out on strikes. 1 out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flood is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. Oliver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Javier is 0-for-5 in the game. Javier strikes out. 1 out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McDaniel is 0-for-1 in the game. McDaniel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Boyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Elder White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Thacker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gene Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Oliver is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Oliver reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gatte hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's Cardinals, 5, Cubs, 5. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Schaefer and he is safe. Altman steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flood is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-6 in the game. Javier bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubbs covering, for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schoendienst hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer is walked intentionally. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Maury Stevens now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. White reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. Landrum goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Cardinals. Jack Warner now pitching. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. John Anderson now pitching. Mo Morhard pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Mo Morhard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morhard hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Jack Warner. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 3-for-7 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.